Good evening, everybody. It is 8 p.m., January 15th, 2024. I'm in Southwest Arkansas. It is currently 15 degrees with snow and ice on the ground, and I am snowed in at the hotel. But that's okay because I'm catching up on some stuff that I needed to catch up on. So, today, in our podcast, I thought I would talk about fighting loneliness in sobriety. Because that is one of the top things that I do myself struggle in with in sobriety. Is being alone. And for most part of my life, I have either been married or in a relationship. So doing all this by myself does become a little lonely. So sobriety brings about many changes in a person's life. The vast majority of them are improvements, but many people in recovery experience one negative change: loneliness. Loneliness in sobriety is common and a risk factor for relapse. Fortunately, there are also many ways to address it. Why does loneliness occur in sobriety? There are many reasons why people struggle with loneliness after they get sober. One is they lost contacts. While people who experience addiction may have once had plenty of family and friends, it is not uncommon for them to lose contact with these people while engaging in prolonged substance abuse. Another is unhealthy contacts. By the time they are able to get sober, people who struggle with addiction may have isolated themselves from everyone except their acquaintances who also use substances. According to an article by a woman with 5 years of sobriety, friends who are still drinking or using may be inclined to pretend you aren't getting sober, pressure you to drink, question your decision to get sober, say things that you are that are generally unsupportive, and they stop talking to you completely. Another reason is no one can relate. Even if they do have supportive friends and family, people who are now in recovery may not feel like their loved ones fully understand their disease, their lifestyle, or their struggles. Another one is unsure how to make new friends. If social activities used to revolve around drinking or getting high, it may be difficult to know how to begin making new friends without also exposing oneself to triggers. People in recovery can no longer use substances to help them feel less awkward in social situations. Another one is unable to embrace solitude. A person may need time to adjust to the notion that not all time alone needs to be lonely. They may need the support in realizing that there can be joy and peace in solitude. Another one is rejection for being sober. Some people simply refuse to be in a relationship with a person who chooses recovery. How loneliness endangers sobriety. As discussed in an earlier discussion, Relapse has three stages, the first of which is emotional relapse. In this stage of relapse, a person is not actively using any substances or even thinking about doing so, but they are making choices that could lead them toward engaging in use in the future. One such choice can be isolating themselves. In fact, loneliness is so dangerous to sobriety that it is included in the acronym HALT. Remember, HALT means hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. When a person allows themselves to become lonely, they put their recovery at risk. How to fight loneliness in recovery. Perhaps the most important way to help yourself to deal with loneliness in sobriety is to allow yourself to grieve your old substance-dependent self. Recognizing that you've gone through a major change and letting yourself feel free, feel all of the emotions triggered by that change can help you begin to address your situation honestly. To help yourself process these emotions, work with a counselor. Connecting with a support group can also help you feel less alone on your journey. The face-to-face contact is crucial. Social media connects people on a superficial level, but it doesn't actually promote strong, meaningful interpersonal connections. Just because you're in recovery doesn't mean your whole life has to revolve around that thing. Book clubs, exercise classes, church groups, cooking classes, and so many other opportunities can support sobriety without overly addressing it. Focus on finding healthy ways to spend time rather than fixating on feelings of loneliness. You might consider helping others through volunteering or by adopting a pet or even a houseplant. Caring for a home, a garden, animals, or other people can add purpose and small joys to your life. As one of the 12 steps dictates, make amends. Apologizing for the negative impact substance abuse has had on a relationship can sometimes allow you to regain a support system you value. And finally, be patient with yourself and your journey. Rebuilding your life takes time. And the reason I did this one, it's because, if you remember that movie, 28 Days, when Sandra Bullock went to the rehab, and they taught her about when you get out, because they say don't date within a year of your sobriety, because you're learning yourself, you're learning your emotions, your everything, you're learning brand new with a sober and clean mind and heart. So they recommending getting a plant or an animal. And, you know, I have made the mistakes because I do have a problem jumping into relationships without thinking. And that is something I have to work on because I don't have to jump into a relationship to not be lonely. I have support groups on Facebook. I also have my Home Celebrate Recovery group here. I also have numerous friends from all over the country and here. And everywhere that I can talk to at any given time. Now, For me, it is best that I do live alone. Because I am still, even after 4 years and 6 months of sobriety, I am still learning about myself every day. I am learning new things. I'm learning how to cope with things. And I'm now trying to heal from trauma that I never dealt with in my past. Because in order for me to be completely honest and sober and free of trauma, I have to learn how to heal. I know this was a short podcast, and I am working on the next one, which I will probably broadcast in a couple of days. Being that I am in the midst of a winter storm. So I'm writing a little bit more. And I am also started that my friend, she has got me doing assignments every day. And I am learning to do a gratitude list every day of three things that I'm grateful for, and also listening to daily devotions. If you would like to talk about loneliness or how you deal with your loneliness, please look me up, Angela Dallin, on Facebook, and also my friends recovery group. But I am the admin of Was a Addict. Hashtag Was a Addict. Thank you for listening to Recovery Tools and Challenges, and thank you for all the love and support you give me. Please feel free to leave me any comments anytime via comments on here or by Facebook. Thank you, and once again, thank you for all your love and support.